Let me paint you a picture. A picture that I know that you'd like. I'll let the colors run. It dries and then it's done. And we'll go to the market and sell it. It's worth more to them than it is to you. He said you put it on the wall, but I don't want you to. We'll go to the market and sell it.
Carmen, I know what you are.
Say it out loud.
Vampire.
No, actually, it's a werewolf.
Oh, hey, I'm a werewolf, too.
High five for werewolves.
Yeah.
This is Seriously Potter, Holiday Edition. I'm Vanessa.
I'm Jordan.
I'm a werewolf.
Also known as Carmen. And I'm Divya.
Who's a werewolf.
And she knows what I am.
And I have an invisibility cloak.
Yeah.
And my name is Wolfie.
And I'm a vampire.
We need to duel.
Well,
I'll eat you.
I'll bite you. I'll bite you.
I'll turn you into a werevampire.
Okay, so if you're a vampire and Carmen's a werewolf and I'm a werewolf, what is Vanessa?
Manatee.
No. No, I'm a
flabber worm.
I'll think about it. I will let you guys know. I'll think about it. Okay.
An invisible silent ninja manatee.
A ninja.
Manatee.
No, pirates are way cooler. Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so, now for the news.
So welcome to episode 9. Just kidding. And we're all here at my house recording.
Woo!
And we're not going to tell you where that is.
In Jessakerke!
Jessakerke, yeah.
Divya's house has no fire code.
No fire code at all.
No fire.
Okay, you guys, they get it. No.
Okay, so... happy holidays to you guys.
I hope everyone had an amazing...
like really amazing Christmas.
Holiday.
That's what I was gonna say.
Like if you celebrate Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa.
Or Christmas Hanukkah. Or Christmas Kwanzaa Ramadan.
That's
or something
what,
like that.
No, Ramadan's in the spring, genius.
Well, that's what they say.
No, that's not what they say.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
So, hold on. I have something cool.
Okay, you have something cool.
Yes.
Whoa.
Coolness, we are on the internet looking at cool stuff that you can't see because you're not here.
Okay, so if you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, or Eid, or you worship...
Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Which we did not get from another website.
At all.
We respect all religions, so we just hope you had a happy holidays.
Yeah. So I'm high-fiving the computer right now for Flying Spaghetti Monsters.
Okay, don't touch it. Oh my god, it changed. Anyway, and also a happy new year, because this is our
happy new year.
We are going to count down to the new year.
Yeah.
Right now, we are watching Times Square video with the giant glass thing falling. Yes. As we speak.
Hey, Matt Lauer.
Oh yeah, so ready? Ready.
Wait, we're not counting down now. Yet.
It's like 11...
Sorry.
Something.
Sorry, that glass ball goes really too slow. I wish they'd just hurry up.
Yeah, no, I would just get on with the new year. Anyway, news.
Yay. Okay.
Okay.
So, the Museum of Science and Industry will have,
No, you have to do a better introduction to the news.
Oh, really? Vanessa, I know what you are. Jordan, I know what you are.
Say it out loud.
Annoying.
See, was that a better
That's Vanessa's laugh. She's not gagging, it's a laugh. I know.
Okay,
it's confusing.
Okay.
The Museum of Science and Industry will have a Harry Potter exhibition, and it will run from April 30th to September 7th, 2009.
And Vanessa's dream is to work as a bathroom monitor at that exhibition.
Vanessa's going, isn't she?
Yeah, I am.
Vanessa's going.
There's
so
a lot
if you go
of
there, you're going to see Vanessa.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, oh my god, I want your autograph. Anyway.
Yeah. It's going to be
You'll
amazing.
Recognize her because she looks like a manatee. I said that in a previous episode.
Yeah.
Vanessa
anyway.
Looks pretty. Especially when she likes to do her makeup. Anyway.
Okay, can I do the news, Jordan?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
so. Okay, Daniel Radcliffe is going to wear Bellstaff Couture for Half-Blood Prince or Harry Potter. And it's either going to be for Slughorn's party, or they're going to use it in Deathly Hallows. But
what's a Bellstaff Couture?
Some fancy suit that no one really cares that he's wearing that, except the people who made the suit.
Yeah, and they're like, oh my god, Harry Potter's wearing this, so, you know, I'm a big deal. So I had to include it, or else they would kill me. Yeah. Anyway, and on the website, I'm in the process of posting this as we speak. Not as we speak, but whatever. There's a link if you want to read and comment on a Harry Potter versus Twilight debate. It should be cool.
We all know who's gonna win.
Kind of like a forum thing.
Yeah.
And we all know who's gonna win.
Yeah, we do.
Vanessa. Anyway. Okay, and Emma Watson is going to university after she finishes.
The university.
Universidad.
Anyway, after she finished Harry Potter, but she tells the media that she's worried her new classmates will force her to buy them drinks because of her millions of dollars.
Worried. Poor thing.
I laughed so hard when I saw this.
Keep her awake at night.
But she is perfectly welcome. I will buy her drinks anytime she needs to buy drinks because
you're not even old enough to buy drinks.
She can have some of my mom's excess eggnog.
Okay.
And oh, yeah, if you want some eggnog, Carmen's
getting paid for how many gallons of eggnog I give away to my friends because my mom bought like 6 things and she forgot to put them out for the party. She forgot. It took up a whole shelf of our fridge and she forgot.
Can I finish the news now?
Yeah.
Okay. The Tale of Despero came out on the 19th. I saw it.
What does this have to do with Harry Potter?
Emma Watson's in it.
Oh, sorry.
She does the voice of the princess.
Yeah,
she does
the one with the blonde hair.
Now, I encourage you to see it. I saw it. It's nothing like the books, but it's still really good. There's, like, this random guy made of food, and it's cool. So, and then Emma Watson has started a contest to win the Tales of Despero signed by her.
Tales of Despero pictures.
Pictures. There we go.
And, is she going to have a reality show? Because that'd be cool.
Ew.
And then, and there's more details on her site, and it's all tricked out for the holidays.
Her tricked site out. Is. Wait, Emma Watson has her own site?
Yeah.
You should tell us what that is.
www.emmawatson.com.
Okay, let's go see her site. I have it.
We are again on a different computer because we have like 6 computers.
Yeah, no, it's www.emmawatsonofficial.com. My bad.
And did you know that Emma Watson is a swimsuit model now?
Really? Seriously?
Yeah. If you look her up on Google, you get a lot of interesting pictures. Don't do that if you're a guy.
That was photoshopped, Carmen.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of a thing called Sarah Palin?
What?
They photoshopped her onto the... Okay, anyway.
Okay, and they That's have kind of more, a cool site. They have more pics from the Half-Blood Prince, so they're on our website. Thank you, MuggleNet, for letting us steal the pictures from you. Anyway, and happy birthday.
We're borrowing.
Happy birthday to Melissa Anelli. Is that how you say her last name?
Yeah.
Anelli.
She is the web mistress of Leaky Cauldron and the author of Harry History, and she celebrated her birthday yesterday. Okay, you have an announcement?
Okay, and me and my mom couldn't figure this out the other night. We were watching the new movie, Mamma Mia, and we knew one of the actresses who played the really short cook sister in Mamma Mia, the sister of the mom. We couldn't figure it out. Finally, we realized that she is the same woman who played Miss Weasley.
No.
The sister in Mamma Mia.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, we figured it out. Okay, we know that woman. That's Miss Weasley in Mamma Mia.
Julie Walters. Plays.
Oh, wait. That's cool. I didn't know she could
say. Yeah, so that is my announcement. I totally came up with that. Was not planned. Ha, in your face.
Okay.
Let's go look it up.
And I actually have 2 more pieces of news. David Heyman, who is the producer of the Harry Potter movies, is still debating where to split the Deathly Hallows movies. They're planning to split them. He just can't decide where.
Where do you split them?
Yeah, like, Julie they're Walters, splitting them right into 2 movies.
Yeah, Julie Walters is in Mamma Mia, and she plays the character Rosie. So, again, she plays Mrs. Weasley, too.
Not knock that over.
Okay. And also, here's an interesting fact I just found out when I was surfing the internet for Harry Potter stuff. William Moseley, who played Peter in the Chronicles of Narnia.
William who?
Moseley? Is that who
you said? I thought you said Weasley.
No.
Moseley.
Okay, and they were originally considering him for the Harry Potter part.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
No way. He's really hot.
Blonde?
Yeah, that's what I said. And then he, and then when asked about it today, he says, I guess I just didn't fit their vision of the part.
So how do you spell Moisley?
But he's really hot.
We are looking him up on the net as we speak.
Yeah, like,
thank you, Google.
I think he's a good guys. Whoa.
Whoa.
Apparently, he's an underwear model. As
apparently.
Well. Yeah, apparently guys he was that, up
hey,
for hot.
Look, he's in a picture with that girl from.
He's pretty cute for being blonde.
He plays Susan Pevensey in Chronicles of Narnia.
Makes sense why he's in a picture with
oh
her.
Oh my gosh, he's the dude who plays Peter.
That's what I just said.
Yes.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, wait, you guys.
You're like, he's in a picture with the star from Chronicles of Narnia.
So anyway, there's another tie between the Caspian book and Harry Potter. Because you see, so, I mean, this is kind of a spoiler thing, but whatever. If you haven't seen the movie and you really want to,
do it now.
Don't listen to this part.
Do it.
But anyway, so there's like this freaky little like wolfish thing, and then like this lady who has like a blue nose, but not really. I mean, it's just like blue where her nose should be.
It's like an owl.
Yeah, and then she, well, she can't even. And she like doesn't have any hair, and she's like, ha! And they're like the ice queen, whatever. But then I saw her, and I was like, oh my god, it's Voldemort's girlfriend! Seriously, dude, you should see her.
Jordan came up with that on her own too.
Yes, Jordan did.
Okay, and that is all I have for the news.
I want to go back and look at.
Yep.
Julianne Walker.
Julie Walters.
Walter. Yeah, I want to look at her site.
Like, does she even have a site? Let's
yeah,
see.
Like that link.
Oh, okay.
I want to see what other movies she was in.
I have a corner of the chair, Jordan. Really.
Okay. So Julie Walters.
Try images. See what movie she's in.
Comes right here.
She's in driving lessons.
IMDb. So she's in a ton of movies.
Whoa.
Isn't it?
At least like.
Oh my god.
Like and she it looks like she's in a soap opera. Wait, go back. Wait, stop.
Like more than 50, like.
Stop, go back.
More than 100.
Go back.
Including TV shows, I think.
Oh yeah.
She was in Murder?
Really?
Can't believe that.
Oh, really?
She was in Billy Elliot. She's the woman in Billy Elliot.
Carmen,
my favorite movie.
Carmen,
I
had
no
Carmen,
idea.
Carmen, breathe
in and out.
She's also in
she
Harry Potter.
In Billy Elliot. I didn't know that.
So now we know that Julie Walters.
She's in Oliver. She's Miss Man in Oliver Twist.
No way.
Oh my god.
Now this is a show of self-discovery.
Carmen has
Julie Walters
just
discovery,
angel.
People.
Oh, that reminds me. Somehow I have another announcement. Sorry.
I found that for you.
Julianne Walker's plays in Twilight?
Julianne Walters.
Whatever.
It's Julie Walters.
Okay, so there is this amazing book. It's called The Twilight Companion. Oh. And it's an... Carmen just fell over. It's
Oh. Twilight!
It's an unauthorized... it's an unauthorized guide to the series. And, see, we have all these books in analyzing Harry Potter, and now we have one analyzing Twilight. So it's very cool. She wrote, there you go. And then she, and she's written one, like, about
who?
Artemis Fowl, the author whose name is Lois H. Gresh.
I thought this was an unauthorized guide.
It is.
Who is Lois H. Gresh?
The author.
But it's unauthorized.
guys, unauthorized means that Stephanie Meyer, she didn't, this book has not been authorized or endorsed by Stephanie Meyer, Little Brown and Company, or anyone involved in the Twilight movie. That just means they don't endorse this. This isn't the book. So they, but it's legal and
outside
stuff.
Outside.
Maybe it's a clever beaver.
And, she wrote books about Artemis Fowl, the Spiderwick Chronicles, Star Trek?
Harry Potter?
No Harry Potter. But she writes all these good, books, analyzing series, so I encourage you.
She's not writing about Harry Potter.
It's called The Twilight Companion. It was published around the time Breaking Dawn came out. But she doesn't really make predictions. She more, like, analyzes vampires. She compares this, the vampires to other vampires. It's very good. I encourage you to read it.
I'm borrowing it after Vanessa, so if you want it, you can have it.
I went to Borders.
And I'm after Jordan.
I went to Borders the other day, and there was this creepy book about vampires.
Really?
There are totally a lot of graphic characters. Twilight, there's no imitation. Twilight is Twilight.
You know what? I can't wait till they start coming out with parodies of Twilight. It's going to be so funny.
They already have. Have you seen Elliot's?
Yeah, I have seen Elliot's.
We totally need to get him to do that on here.
We already did.
Well, yeah. But if you're still on the fence about seeing the Twilight movie, there's a really funny summary on it. It's on the show called What the Buck. You search it on What the Buck Twilight on YouTube. Just please don't watch it if you aren't over 13.
Okay. Oh hey, Gary Oldman is mentioned in here. Do you know who Gary Oldman is?
He's this old man.
He plays Sirius Black.
Yeah.
And he also played that inspector.
Hey, I have another announcement. Sirius Black also plays the sheriff in the Robin Hood movie with that really hot dude Christian Slater, who also
And Christian Slater.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I thought
Batman. No one has ever heard of Christian Slater. No. Isn't he hot?
Wasn't he Batman?
He's like...
No, it's Christian.
He and Leonardo DiCaprio were voted the same hotness level. So I'm telling you,
guys, we're not going to talk about that.
And he's in the same movie with the sheriff, who is played by Snape.
And he's also in The Dark Knight, Gary Oldman. Yeah, he plays that police inspector dude.
What? No. Why didn't they put him as The Dark Knight? We need Dark Knight Snape.
No, that's Alan Rickman who plays Snape.
What?
Alan Rickman plays Snape.
I thought
you just
said he played Snape.
Is this
the guy?
He's so cute.
We just Carmen. Googled.
But that's him when he's 40. Look at him when he's young.
Oh my god, Carmen.
Type in Christian Slater, Robin Hood.
We just Googled Christian Slater.
And now we're Googling Christian Slater, Robin Hood.
Was he in Men in Tights?
What?
No, just kidding.
Men in Tights is the best movie ever.
Okay,
that's not him.
Really off topic, guys.
Wait a minute, so we need to inform our...
Okay, so now to our main topic, which it took us 16 minutes to get to.
Whatever. Why you love us.
Harry Potter
08. He's not like running for
president. Can we just count down early, please?
No!
It's not midnight yet.
Sorry.
Okay, so... do we want to do it where I tell you what happened in a certain month and then we discuss it? Oh my god!
Okay, so.
Okay.
Harry Potter 08. Harry is not running for president or something like that. We're just going to discuss.
Okay.
We're just going to discuss what has happened that's been related to Harry Potter.
What has happened, Divya?
And in some months, nothing big happened, so on the internet, I found really hilarious rumors that were spread.
Okay. Which are even better than news. Come on, people.
Okay, so January 2008, we found out the seventh film would be split into two parts.
Yeah, I thought, what was your guys' reactions when you found that one out?
I was actually happy because that
makes sense.
They're gonna include more plot points and everything.
Yeah, if they were trying to squeeze it all into a movie, it would stink.
And then one's gonna want to sit there for like 5 hours while they try to fit it into all in one movie.
Yeah, it's like they made an extra long movie that's like 6 hours long. No one would want to see
it. Like, we would go see it and we would drag Jordan. But, like, people
who
are just.
No, the Harry Potter movies are good. Anyway.
No one who's just be like, oh, Harry Potter sounds like a cool thing to try. They aren't going to go and sit through a
Like, people who have seen the previous movies and they like them, they'll go see the seventh movie. But if it's 6 hours long, and say they've got, like, little children, they don't want to go.
Yeah. And then, but the thing, like, some of the other books, okay, Carmen. Some of the other books, they've had, like, stuff that was, like, that was, like, funny and good for the story, but it really wasn't, like, vital to the plot point. Pretty much everything in Deathly Hallows is pretty
important.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's it.
So I
just
think
hope they give like Rupert Grint more parts in this.
I hope they do too. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be great. Now February.
2008.
Woo!
Everyone thought Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson were dating.
Yeah.
I've seen some pretty weird rumors around like that. There's like this one thing I heard, like, Daniel Radcliffe checked into a room a few minutes later, Emma Watson.
Walked in.
To the same room. They appeared from out of the room 6 hours later.
And it was like, okay. No, and like then, we care. And then later that month, Emma Watson got like this rock star boyfriend. So then everyone.
Who is her rock star boyfriend?
I don't know. Who cares?
Why is there a picture of Harry Potter on a Christian Slater website?
We don't know.
Because they're connected, duh.
How are they connected, duh?
But she got this rock star boyfriend, and everyone's like, oh my god, she's cheating on Daniel Radcliffe. And you're just like,
oh, check it out, 1990s famous people. Jodie, I love her. She's in Full House. Oh Will Smith, god, I love him. He's okay. Just totally okay. Cool.
Carmen, back to Harry Potter. Carmen, not Harry Potter.
Wait, let me okay, see this. Ooh, he's, but I feel bad for him now. He, like, totally sued his own dad.
We also thought that David Yates was going to direct the seventh film.
Full House. But,
didn't he direct a previous one?
What, no, he just, like, directed, like, the fifth and sixth.
Full House.
He is going to direct the seventh.
No, movie. Isn't it David? Oh, right, David Hammond's a producer.
Never David
right.
George Hammond's Lopez. A producer.
So, yeah.
We also know. You know what we thought? We thought that, what's his face? Steven Spielberg was going to direct
it. Steven Spielberg.
Yeah.
Spielberg.
Yeah, it would be okay as long as he didn't direct it. Or as long as he didn't write it. Oh, Harry. How would this end? Yeah, just
no,
the romance.
Not how Steven Spielberg writes genius.
No. In the romance sucked in no. No, that's George Lucas. Just kidding.
Backstreet Boys.
Okay. Just March 2008, we found out that Dumbledore is gay. That was released, or not released. J.K. Rowling.
That was suspected for many years and finally released.
J.K. Rowling officially announced it at a book reading in New York. So. Yeah.
But Michael Gambit.
We are all here to support him. Join your local GSA. Okay.
But Michael Gambit didn't really know that. So he was just kind of like, oh. So now in the sixth movie, he's going to be like, fabulous.
And he's hotter than Tom Felton, okay?
Michael Gambit?
No.
No, I didn't.
No.
Oh,
well, yes. I thought you were Leonardo DiCaprio. Thank you very much.
Yeah. So Michael Gambit's going to be fabulous. Does this match my shoes?
Although Michael says that, I will die, okay? I'm sorry.
You'll throw a knife at the screen, and then we'll get arrested. It'll be great.
I did that during the Twilight movie.
And I had to pay your bail. So.
No, I was in Mallory. You guys remember Mallory, right? Loud.
Yeah, okay. She wouldn't take any of my calls, so she couldn't be on this podcast. And so, Elliot ditched us for San Francisco.
So let's just say to them, talk to the hand.
She did the snappy thing.
Anyway,
we also found out that Daniel Radcliffe received a pretty serious death threat that was so bad he had to be protected by four soldiers.
I laughed so hard when I read that.
Don't you have bodyguards?
Yeah, no, like, I was reading it on the website and it was like, ugly. Soldier.
Okay, ugly. Tom Felton is ugly.
Tom Felton's amazing.
Tom Felton is ugly.
Why would you laugh at that? He's receiving death threats.
I don't know, it just seemed so funny at the time.
Actually, it's still bodyguards.
Tom Felton's okay.
If it's the bodyguards, it wouldn't have been as funny as
soldiers.
Soldiers,
it sounds like it's a national crisis.
Tom Felton without his, Tom Felton without his Malfoy wig is hot.
With Tom Felton's hot all the time.
No, with all the weird time. Blonde hair.
All Vanessa Tom Felton,
yeah,
seriously.
No, like, not
car.
That picture, but, like, yes, all the rest.
Her phone number is.
Yeah. Okay.
Jessica Kirky.
So. See, and Jordan just found a really hot picture of Tom Felton, so that proves he is amazing. And then we just found another picture of Hermione drinking.
Yeah,
so.
Sorry, we could, yeah.
Okay, so.
Whoa, that's
next, in April 2008, everyone was like, Equius, how do you
it's
say
it? Not Equius.
How do you
it's
say
Equus.
Equus, okay. Everyone was like, oh my god, he's gonna be naked.
Okay, so we're talking about how Daniel Radcliffe was in the Broadway play, Equus, not Equius.
Well, it looks like
the
Equius.
Nude play.
Or Equinox, as my sister says.
I like that one. Oh, that's creepy.
Okay.
Yeah. Harry Potter, Hermione, Barbie doll.
Yeah,
need I say more?
We're just Googling pictures while Jordan is. So, everyone was freaking out because he is naked in this play.
But according to Elliot, he's only naked in two scenes.
And Harry Potter actually
seen it? No, that's just what Elliot. Oh.
And Harry, oh my god, that's so scary.
He just spends a lot of time with his shirt off, and he's like.
And his pants off.
He's like a depressed.
And his underwear off.
He's like, oh, look it. I found a Rupert Barbie doll.
No, but he actually, Daniel Radcliffe actually told reporters that he had a really hard time doing it because he's really self-conscious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I read an article. He said that he actually wasn't going to do the play after all, but he found out that it was going to be nude because he really, really has an issue with that stuff.
But I guess he decided to do it because, like, he's trying to expand from Harry Potter.
Yeah, and that's a really a way
and
to
he
do
didn't,
it.
And he didn't, and he's not trying to be pervy or attract attention. He also said is that it's just a really nice play about a boy who has emotional issues.
With a horse.
With a horse. It's like a stable. And another woman who also spends a lot of time with her underwear off.
Hermione Granger. There's also another rumor that that they're going to have a nude scene in the 7th Harry Potter.
Does that happen?
Like, that's another
when he jumps in to get the sword.
Hermione Granger at the Yule Ball, there's a Barbie of it that you might want to know.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm nervous. I don't think it's going to work.
I hope not. They're trying to get this movie for kids, and it's
and then you're just like a nude scene. What the heck?
My parents still wouldn't let my sister watch the 5th movie.
Why not?
Because they're getting really, really dark and depressing.
They started getting dark at the 3rd one.
Yeah, I know, but I think that they're just not going to, by the time the 7th movie rolls around, it's going to be like PG-13 to R.
It is PG.
I hope it's not R.
Yeah, because I can't see it.
If it's not R, I'm still going. You can if you have your parents.
If it is R?
Yeah, if it is R.
You're like, if it's not R, I'm still going. And you're like, good to know you choose your movies based on whether they're not R.
Yeah. No, because if it's R and you're under 17, can't you go with your parents or something?
Screensaver is so hypnotizing. I'm just watching.
Yeah, but it's only NC-17 that we can't get into. And if it's that, I'm not going.
I really, really
There's
have to
Dobby
go.
Doll.
Me too. And if it's like R, I'm going to spaz.
What? Yeah. Cho Chang in a bikini.
Oh my gosh. Wow. What did you Google?
Harry Potter dolls.
And in May, this was a really depressing month.
May 2008.
Yeah, I think they got we're talking about 2008. But this was a really sad day for the Harry Potter world. Rob Knox, who played Marcus Belby in
Half-Blood
Prince.
Don't you mean a sad month, a sad day?
Well, it was a sad day and a sad month.
Was he tapped behind a bar?
Yeah, he was stabbed outside
You already
a bar
told this on an episode.
While he was protecting his brother, which is pretty heroic.
Vanessa, you guys already said this on a previous episode.
Yeah, but it was our first episode. We mentioned
Look at Harry has like a lion's mane in this one. Sorry, I'm still Googling dolls.
Okay,
yeah,
so
moment of silence.
Yeah.
Okay, moment
over. Marcus Belby. Also known as Rob Knox. And if you didn't know, he was in Slughorn's compartment, like, as part of the Slug Club at the beginning of book 6.
Yep.
Harry, Ginny.
And then in June.
Let me do it. Yeah.
I was born in May, so.
But she's not going to tell you in case you're a stalker.
Jessica Kirky.
Just so you know, we all have boyfriends, so there's no point.
Except me, Jordan.
No, Divya has like I have a boyfriend.
Oh, really? What's his name?
His name is Jocko.
Yes. Also known as her dog.
My dog is Paco. There's a difference.
So
that's why you never see him because he's embarrassed because my dog has the
Jordan
same
wants a boyfriend. Call me. Actually, not really because
we might be 73 years old.
Carmen.
And
okay. Anyway, Divya.
So June 2008, we got 6 new photos of Half-Blood Prince.
We have had to have gotten
more than 6 photos.
More than
because it was like.
It was like a few months
before it was released.
No, because they, like, release photos, like, every week to Warner Brothers. They don't even...
Photos of what?
Photos of Half-Blood Prince. I mean, they don't even... they do it right before the weekend. And everyone knows they don't work on the weekend.
Yeah, that's a rip-off. I work on the weekends. You should be working on the weekends.
You shouldn't even have a job.
No, I work on homework all weekend. I work on the podcast all weekend. I work. You should be working.
there wasn't even a podcast in June. Or, yeah, June.
Hey, I was in June. Me and Jordan were in a play.
We will take time out of our summers to do this podcast.
Yeah, so really. Yeah, and me and Jordan were in a play, so we had to, like, memorize our lines and stuff. She was Noompa Loompa.
Oh, don't act like you were any better, Mrs. Salt. Not even in the movie.
I have lines, man.
She's not even in the movie. Have you guys heard of Mrs. Salt? I don't think so. At least you've heard of a Noompa Loompa.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, continue.
Okay, so July 2008, we got a Half-Blood Prince trailer.
So the few last months in the summer we were preparing for Half-Blood Prince. Everyone was getting excited. And then August happened.
Half-Blood Prince was delayed.
Dun, 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 dun.
And then we were all very sad. We were sad and we were mourning because it was going to be next year.
And now it's that year. Because she was going to have it for her birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, and instead she had a party where we threw silly string at each other.
Yeah.
And we discussed this on the first one, but do we want to revoice our thoughts about that?
Yes.
So I will. Kill Warner Brothers. Death threats are appreciated.
I feel so bad for that guy.
We asked you not to send Alan Horn death threats, because that's just not
only
cool.
Very, very painful injury then.
No.
But then Mallory started sending them, so.
She did?
No. Okay. I'm just kidding.
Just don't send Warner Brothers
it's death awful. Threats.
You know what this means?
Awful with the capital Q.
What?
It just means they're, like, focusing more on the movie, I guess, to, like.
And another reason was the writer's strike was going on.
Yeah, and Twilight was coming out.
Yeah, so there's all these
and
reasons.
And also, it was also partly money, which you may not like Warner Brothers for.
Okay, we are, like, dying economically, so
and
money
Warner
is
Brothers
good.
Pretty much is, like, what, multi-billionaire?
Multi-trillionaire. They were worried that for 2009, the movies that were coming out weren't going to make enough money. Because
they all suck.
And not everybody knows that Harry Potter is a big moneymaker, so. Why not move it to 2009?
Yeah, it makes sense because there's like, these
no,
really
never
stupid
mind. I talked about Twilight, but the Half-Blood Prince was not moved because WB was scared of Twilight. Thank you, Hoghead. Not Hogshead.
Hogshead.com or something.
It was not moved because of Daniel Radcliffe's extracurricular activities, like Equus. And they didn't move it to the 1 year anniversary of The Dark Knight in hopes of duplicating that film's success.
Oh,
no,
please.
That would be silly.
And guys,
they did not move it because they were sending a petition to Warner Brothers demanding they reverse their decision.
That's another theory, Jor.
Okay, so if you send a petition to Warner Brothers, it's not gonna happen.
It's not. Yeah, it's been so, like, I don't know. It's not changing now. Like, maybe if it was earlier in the decision, it would have changed. But it's been, like, what, 4 months since the announcement's come out?
We will survive.
Months, right?
No, not to August, September, October, November, December. It's been 5 months.
Wow.
So, it's not changing. So, quit sending them death threats. Do something better with your time, like, listen to
us. We're not saying that you are sending them death threats. Just
if you are, don't.
Guys, I have an idea for a future podcast episode.
Let's not talk about it now.
We should talk about it now. I want to know the audience's opinion on this. We should. Who here has the seventh book?
We all
owns
do.
It.
Except
do.
Jordan, do you?
In the words of Gloria Gaynor, I will survive. I will survive.
She was trying to play it and it didn't.
Because I need to turn up the sound.
Anyway, I think that we should read a chapter out of the seventh book each podcast episode. Now it could be like, only are you getting information, but you're also reading an online audio tape that's free of the seventh book.
It would work. Let's check copyright laws first.
Yeah.
Copyright laws?
Copyright
We're not
laws.
Selling it. It's free.
Copyright laws. Let's check
copyright laws. Anyway, moving on.
Okay, now to September.
October.
Seriously, Potter was born.
Woo!
I was going to do, like, this big intro, and you ruined it. That's okay.
Woo!
Carmen.
Okay, so this month, like, the most important Harry Potter thing in the world happened. Sirius Potter was born.
We are not the number one Harry Potter cast podcast. We are the podcast, the number one podcast ever.
You know, I think we reached more younger listeners. Like, the other ones, they're all, like, 20 or something, so they reached the 20-year-olds. We reached the kids our age, and kids our age are way better than everyone else.
Yeah, thank you. We love our fans.
Okay,
Let's just go to
up, Vanessa.
Okay, I want to go to Podomatic.com, which is our podcast host.
Yeah, we thank you, Podomatic. Even though it's kind of your job to host podcasts like us, we thank you. And we thank Gmail, and we thank Blogspot. Blogger.
And TalkShoe.
Blogspot.
TalkShoe, which we never actually ended up using, but we thank you anyway.
We will try to use you.
Yeah, it was just... I'm glad I got to get out of the house today, because...
We'd love to thank all the little people who made Seriously Potter happen.
Little people me!
Yeah, we probably are considered the little people, but that's okay.
And we all have 7 out of 4
What?
We are going to the Podomatic to look up some website info. So, apparently, in the past 30 days, we've had 240 unique visitors to our podcast page. 509 page views, 1,203 feed views, 160 subscribers, and 280 downloads.
Seriously? We're actually pretty popular.
Somebody actually listened to it?
In the past 30 days. We do not know who you are, but you are
awesome.
You are so cool, and we thank you.
We would like you to email us, please. We don't get any contact with anybody.
It's depressing.
And we would love to know your suggestions.
We would also like to thank the librarians at our school.
For putting up with us.
Yeah, because I'm in there, like, every day. And if it's not me, it's Divya.
If it's not me, it's Elliot.
Yeah. It's not Elliot, it's
no
me. No, sometimes I go with you guys.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear how much we love this podcast? There's a sign-in sheet for the AV room we use. So the sign-in sheet goes like, Vanessa, 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 Divya, Vanessa, Vanessa, Daniel, Vanessa, Divya, Daniel.
We'd like to thank Daniel.
Our audio producer.
And Kale, who actually does nothing.
And Spencer for providing music.
No, yeah. We provide music.
I thought the album art.
No. Never mind.
Which we changed.
And Miss Elliston for being our sponsor and getting us out of study hall, which means we record more often.
But I don't think she actually listens to it.
She actually started reading the books.
Oh, like, really?
She read the first two, and now she's, like, reading, like,
she's an English teacher. She should have read them
and
by
we
now.
Need to thank Divya's mom for watching out for our online safety.
Yeah. And making us nachos while we record.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now on, was there any more news for September, or was that the only thing I wrote?
Well, I want to thank my mom, too.
Yeah, thanks,
Mom.
Carmen's mom.
My mom doesn't approve, so I don't really thank you. I'm sorry.
Can I use my mom's maiden name?
No.
Can I use a made-up name that's just cool?
Safety, internet safety.
Carmen, I'll lock you into the bed again.
Tango Miss Pico de Gallo. Thank you.
In September, you also got a lot of half-blood prince pictures, but...
I think they were trying... No, like, one of the pictures was Harry, like, staring intently at this drawer. And you're just like,
wait, let me
what
find
does
it.
That
let
do
me
for
find
me?
It.
Really, this, it just doesn't, nah. So it made me kind of mad. Like, Half-Blood Prince? Like, we're trying to make up for this, but we're being awful at it.
But we need to talk about Sirius Black. I mean, how cool is he? He's on our album art.
Yeah. We'll talk about him.
Another episode that's not about Harry in 2008.
Okay.
Okay.
And then October 2008, the international teaser trailer for Half-Blood Prince was released, but we actually found out that was actually leaked.
Do we have a podcast about it?
Yeah.
Was that the trailer we had the podcast about?
Wait, what?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
We had the international one.
Yeah, that was it.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, and here's a picture of Ron almost kissing Lavender.
And touching her butt.
He's not touching her butt, Carmen.
It's her hip.
That's her hip.
They're dancing.
You know what he's thinking.
Oh, Carmen.
Okay, also, there's this rumor that Daniel Radcliffe is gay, which he isn't, but it's okay if he was.
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be kind of weird when he kisses Bonnie Wright, who plays Ginny?
Okay, see, what happened was, like, he admitted to having, like, this guy crush on his co-star in Equus. I guess so. Everyone's like, oh my god, he's gay. Harry Potter can't be gay, so we're gonna fire him and blah blah blah. He's not, guys, so shut up. I mean, we love you.
We don't know if also, he said this. It's just a weird rumor. Hang on, I Jordan didn't even know about this.
Yeah. I didn't know about it either until I looked on it, and I was just like, oh.
I have another thing to say, too. Bonnie Wright is now a model, as well as Hermione and...
Hermione's not a model, dear.
She a lot is of actors are models,
If you are looking to break into the acting or modeling business, become an actor first, because models have a reputation of not being able to act your way out of a paper bag. So if you want to act a model, become an actor first.
Ouch! All the models out there are going to be annoying.
That's just the reputation.
If you're a model, you're probably really pretty, but you still can't act, so...
No, that's the reputation. I've seen.
You know what? Have you guys ever heard of Tyra Banks?
Yeah, I know. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying that's a reputation. Like, hey, the guy who played Emmett in Twilight, he's a model. And Robert Pattinson is a model. So.
Yikes. He's a model and...
So, I'm not saying anything against the models. I'm just telling you, that's the reputation. So, if you want
to
do
I'd models, also like to bring something
okay, so Harry Potter, one of the reasons...
Ivana Lynch?
Wait.
Okay, back to Harry Potter game.
Sorry, I just researched it. A lot of people say it's because he said, I think part of me would love to play a drag queen just because it would be an excuse to wear loads of eye makeup. So, just because a guy likes to wear eye makeup. I mean, seriously. And this was in an interview.
I mean, what about guyliner?
In October.
Yeah. That's a really awful shirt.
Yeah, what about guyliner? Tons of weird emo kids out there wear guyliner.
Carmen!
They're not
emo
gay.
Emo is a stereotype. Anyway.
Also, I'd like to bring up Ivana Lynch. She was in a photo shoot some time ago.
Wow, those are nice pictures.
She
except that one.
Is not like a child actor or anything like that. Well, I guess you could call her that.
This is
her
first movie.
Like Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix was her first movie, I think. Mm-hmm. She was like, they did like a casting call or whatever.
She got chosen by like 1,000 something people. So.
A lot of people.
Yeah.
And. Recently, she did this photo shoot for photographer Katrin Thomas. And so, she looks pretty cool in these pictures.
Except for one where she looks kind of like 50.
Yeah, but
it's a lot of eye makeup, but...
Yeah, it's cool. So, dear. But, you know,
case you guys are wondering, her middle name is not Megan Naomi.
Really? But, so, she's gonna have something after Harry Potter.
Yeah, she is a good actress.
I like her. But the thing we were discussing one podcast is she just Luna?
She beat out 15,000 girls from all over the United Kingdom and Ireland for the much-coveted role of Luna Lovegood in Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Okay.
IvanaLynchFans.com.
But did you know that Fleur de Clare, whatever her name is?
Delacour
was chosen because she was a model?
Really?
She is a model for Mode.
Wasn't she in Stardust as well?
I don't know. She is a model for Mode. And some
Clemence Posey. She plays Fleur de Clare.
And some
Who does?
Look her up on Google
Clemence
Images.
Posey?
Yeah, wasn't she in Stardust?
What's her name?
Okay. No, while we're doing that, do we have any
Look
more?
Her up on Images.
That doesn't help. Okay.
Whoa.
Clemence Poe.
Oh, she's a model for Chloe.
Wow.
Chloe,
I swear
perfume.
She's in Stardust. Oh, at least that's what my friend told me.
Well, they do look alike.
That's what
I'm looking up the Stardust cast list. Thank you, IMDb.
Oh, yeah, we use you guys all the time for this kind of stuff.
Nope, not seeing her so far.
Yeah,
She didn't start.
They just
Where does it say the girl played? Yeah, no, her name's like Yvaine or something.
Yeah,
Yuna.
Yvaine. Yeah, she's kind. Yeah. Oh no, it wasn't her. Darn.
So she's not in Stardust, but
we move Vanessa. I'm trying to get the body space here.
She's betrayed by Claire Danes.
Yeah.
So Clemens.
Okay.
Is a model for Chloe and Mode magazine.
Mode magazine doesn't exist, Carmen. Really? It's from Ugly Betty.
What? No, there's a real magazine called Mode magazine. Yes, there is.
Okay, we got really.
But I have a picture of there was a picture of her on Gmail next to Mode.
In November, Twilight came out.
Maybe there is.
Okay, before we go into the
real Mode magazine.
Okay, anyway, off topic.
Yeah. Before we go into Twilight.
November
21st, 2008 was the original date for Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. Which we know is now coming out July 17th, 2009. So, a few days or a short time after they announced that Half-Blood Prince was being delayed, we find out that Twilight is being moved up from December to November. And I mean...
They just totally, bam, they totally moved in on that release date.
Because it's like a holiday time, like Thanksgiving and stuff. It just, I was mad at that.
I'm gonna be gone during the release.
I couldn't even express my anger.
It was good business, but you're just like, uh-huh.
Like, all the Harry Potter fans were not happy. All the Twilight fans, yeah, sure, they were happy.
No, except Jordan. This Twilight fan was not happy.
Yeah. Well, then it's just like, ugh.
Like, if you're a Harry Potter and a Twilight fan.
It was like a bittersweet moment.
Yeah, like Vanessa. Like, I mean, I've read the Twilight series, like all four of the books, and I've seen the movie, but I'm not really that into it as I am into Harry Potter. But just when they moved up to November, I was mad.
Yeah,
I can't even express how mad I was.
She can't even express it.
And I go deep into both series. I love the Twilight as much as I do Harry Potter, and it was just meh.
They didn't just move in for like good business. Apparently, they decided, or Summit Entertainment decided that they should, because that left a huge gap in the movies.
Yeah, but still, it made us sad.
Still, they still edit the movie after.
Well, the movie was going to be late anyway. Not that I'm defending the Twilight movie. It was horrible, but...
In her opinion.
I liked it. I saw it again yesterday, and...
How many times do you need to see it?
I saw it twice.
I'm going to...
Really? Because the first time I was in the... I was taking notes for the podcast. So I didn't really get to, like, watch it. I was, like, on podcast mode.
Oh, and see, so, like, do you guys like Bolt? The movie Bolt? It did the same thing. It moved in Harry Potter. So high.
Yeah, but it moved on the exact date.
Plus, for some people, there's that whole Harry Potter versus Twilight thing.
Like, oh, it's so annoying, though, because for some reason, Twilight's, like, detested or something. Because, like, people were like, oh, you're a Harry Potter fan. You do, like, a podcast on it. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I don't really like Harry Potter, but that's okay. Yeah, we also talk about Twilight. You talk about Twilight? And you're just like, what?
Really? Scoot over.
Sorry. And it's just like, they're both fantasy books. They're both good. Just one's a romance. Really, it's annoying. So if you're, like, prejudiced against one series, stop it.
They're followers and then they're anti-followers. The followers are... Check out this book. I love it. I am totally going to join the bandwagon. I love it with the rest of America. Then there are the anti-followers who just detest it because it's popular. Oh. You just hate it because it's that popular thing and you don't want to be a conformist. So admit it, it is a good book. I admit it. I am an anti-conformist. Yeah. I hate conforming to the group. Conforming to the group is bad!
Yeah.
But it is a good book, even though you don't really want to be obsessed with it because everybody else is. So just get
over it. So don't hate it because it's popular.
Yeah. I mean, Jordan was trying to get me to read Twilight. Like, I'd ask her a few times, like, hey, what's a good book to read? And she'd be like...
Twilight.
Yeah, and I wasn't really that interested because I heard it was a romance novel. Yeah.
And you just don't want to read a romance, but it's also a romance adventure, too.
Yeah, because I'm not really that into romance. I mean, I'll read a few romance books if someone recommends them to me.
Yeah, like Jasmine. She recommends a lot of romance.
and I might not like it, I may like it, but finally I gave Twilight a chance. I actually liked the first book. Personally, I liked New Moon better.
Oh, yeah,
New Moon,
me too.
Like, doesn't understand that because Edward leaves and all that.
But Schooler.
Jacob sucks.
I love Jacob.
Anyway, I just gave the series a chance, and although I like might never like it as much as I like Harry Potter, I gave it a chance.
Yeah. I read Twilight to get Jordan off my back, and then I wouldn't read Harry Potter at first because I thought it was...
But you read Twilight before I read Twilight.
Yeah, but I was like, it was okay, but then you wouldn't stop bugging me about it, so no. I read it again. And then, I wouldn't read Harry Potter at first because I thought it was a really stupid fad. And then I read it, and it's good, so try things out, people.
And then there are people like me whose parents blackmailed them. Which my parents would not... When I was little, they had this rule that I couldn't see the movie of anything unless I read the book first.
My mom does that, too.
So anyway, whatever. Moving on.
I had to read all the Harry Potter series when I was little, and I just, like, skimmed through it so I could go watch the movie.
Oh, right.
The books are better, usually.
Yeah. So I'm sitting here, then.
Also, in November 2008...
We put our first podcast on iTunes.
We finally figured it out how. It took us 2 months to do it, but we got our podcast on iTunes. So if you're listening, if you're one of those, if you're one of the people on Podomatic, if you're one of our 160 subscribers, or like the 509 people who reviewed our page, you should go to iTunes and download the podcast for your iPod and review it.
Yeah. Because, here it says we released our first episode on the 24th of November, but we really recorded it on, like, September 9th. We were so excited to start the podcast that we didn't really plan out when, like, how we would advertise.
We didn't really figure out how we would do it or anything.
Yeah, we were just so excited.
So if you go to the store, all you have to do is type in the little search bar, Seriously Potter.
Yeah.
And you will find a band and us. Yeah. And we have 2 popularity bars. Thank you to our fans.
Yeah, we do have 2 popularity bars.
We'd like to thank Elliot, too, because he figured out how to get it on iTunes.
And if I were you, I would check out the Seriously Smiling album.
No, they're going to go to Seriously Potter first.
Yeah, go to Seriously Potter first, subscribe and listen.
And then go look up some Wizard Rock stuff.
But then I listen to Seriously Smiling, and it's really good.
I like 3 Miss Lupins.
Yeah.
They are cool.
I kind of like the, which is it that I like?
I like the Whomping Willows,
Willows, that's my man. And then the Ministry of Magic. Anyway, you better pay us for all that advertising. Anyway, and then in December,
Beetle the Bard comes out!
Woo!
So
it was a little disappointing, but it was cool.
Just because it was short compared to like the usual length of the Harry Potter books.
Yeah.
But it was amazing because like a few days after it comes out, it had such an immediate success. Like, they like hit number 1.
Yeah.
But
knocked Twilight off.
Yeah. And Vanessa said in the last episode that it made my day. And I'd just like to say it.
That's what you told me.
Yeah. I did say that, but I don't hate Twilight or anything. It's just that until like a few months ago, Harry Potter was on the bestsellers list. One of the books was on that list for like 10 years. And then it came off for a while, and I was just so happy to see J.K. Rowling back on the bestseller list again. That's why it made my day. Nothing against Twilight. Yeah.
No, it just made my day because, like, a book that short could, like, beat Twilight and all the Twilight books when they have, like, 6,000 pages put into them. I don't think that's really true. It's, like, 1,000, maybe?
A lot of pages.
A lot of pages put into them. And then, like, Beetle the Bard, which is, like, 100 pages, just knocks them all off. That's why it made my day.
So don't hate us.
I do think it was a little disappointing, but I think it's because we built it up so much.
It says, as it said on the EW.com, may disappoint if read with great expectations. That's what somebody says should be put on the book.
And did you guys, I'm sure you already know this, but proceeds from that book benefited the European Children's Philanthropy. Yeah.
So it went to an amazing cause. Like, even if you didn't like it as much as that would, it went to a good cause. That's really what mattered.
Not all of it, though, because those guys are still billionaires.
Like, even for, like, the Twilight movie, I know a couple of Twilight fans who had set very high expectations. So when the movie came out...
it was bad.
They didn't like it as much. Like, if you're a Harry Potter fan, you've learned to deal with, like, changing... movies changing stuff. The characters not looking like you had imagined them to.
Yeah, so we're used to it.
Characters becoming swimsuit models?
She's not a swimsuit model, Carmen. It's photoshopped.
Well, we don't know. Let's not get into this, but...
Type in Emma Watson. I'll show you the picture.
I've seen the picture,
We're not getting
Carmen.
Into this.
Okay, but... So we're used to it. Twilight fans aren't. We've learned to live with it. Twilight fans, you're gonna have to, because... This movie made a lot of money, so they're probably going to make another one.
They did. They are going to make new moves.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Taylor Lautner.
We're going to go into that in a few minutes or, like, seconds. We just have to mention the final item for December. Uh-huh. Tales of Despero came out, which Emma Watson does the voice of the princess.
Her name is Princess P. Yes, it's like P-E-A.
Oh.
Okay. I'm warning you, it's not like the book whatsoever. It's good. It's a little bit more for children. Like,
the book was really kind of depressing.
Yeah, the book was really depressing, so it's gonna, you're making a rated G movie for kids. You don't really want it to be depressing. So
like
it was really,
because
you know,
it was really people, nothing like the
like,
book.
Teenagers don't really want to go see a movie about a mouse.
Yeah, so it's more for little kids, I'd say. It's good though. I watched it, and my mom confirms it was good. My grandma would confirm it was good, except she fell asleep during the movie. Yeah, I was just like, it must have been a good movie, Grandma. So, I don't know. If you have a little brother or sister, take it. Take them. That'll be cool.
Take it.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Interesting fact. I was looking up, like, Emma Watson and Princess P stuff. Because now I'm the new computer nerd. Anyway, Charlotte Dware Watson is a French-born actress. She was born in France.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which I never knew.
I didn't know.
And that is saying something if Divya didn't know it.
I was born in Yugoslavia.
I was born in Jessakirky.
Yo, Tom Bien. Anyway.
Okay.
Wow.
I was born in Awesomeville.
Awesomeville.
Anyway. Yeah. So what else are we talking about, guys?
So now let's go into the Twilight movie a bit, because you know we do some Twilight stuff sometimes.
Check off automatic for reviews from people.
You remember that one place this mom told us about where it was like...
Check on blogspot.com for reviews from me and from Vanessa about the Twilight movie.
So yeah, if you want a review of the movie, go to blogspot, our seriouslypotter.blogspot.com. And Jordan has posted a review.
I'm working on it.
Vanessa's working on it. She saw it twice, so...
Yeah, I saw it twice, and there's so many things in that movie that made me happy. Like, that part where she falls, like, on all this glass, and then she just pulls it out of her leg. That just made me really happy.
What about the part where he glistens with sweat in the sun?
Oh, that was lame. That was lame.
He was like, Bella, I have to tell you, I sweat in the sun!
and you're just like, that is so lame. It's like diamonds. No.
Well, now, Summit confirmed, like, a few days after the Twilight movie, which is kind of weird, because they don't know the reviews and stuff yet. And they confirmed that they're going to do New Moon.
Cool.
And it's weird, because they're going to start filming this month, like January or December. And then they're trying to get it out in like 2009 or 2010. So that's like a year or less to get the movie out.
They're going to film in December. They better hurry, because like today's the last day.
Yeah.
So, better hurry.
New Year's Eve. So, I think
we should get champagne. Sorry, I'm done.
underage or whatever, but
they don't know that.
So they've confirmed to do New Moon. So Katherine Hardwick, who is the director of Twilight,
should do it again.
She's not going to direct New Moon because she wants to have more preparation time, which is understandable. So, but I feel they're rushing the movie
just a little because.
Not a little, a lot.
Yeah.
They're trying to get it out in a year.
The DVD hasn't even come out yet.
I know.
Okay, here, I'm finding some reviews from other people. This is at monstersandcritics.com. Catherine Hardwick's ubiquitous tight close-ups of Edward and Kristen are a bit much, especially as Edward's pale, undead makeup is so amateurishly obvious. Hardwick's ham-handed, in-your-face romance is beyond obvious to the point of obnoxious. Stewart's slack-jawed, breathy delivery isn't just lazy. It's hard to decipher and becomes a source of tremendous amusement. Pattinson is obviously struggling to cope with an American accent.
Could you read a good review?
Okay, I will, but I partially agree with this. I think that Bella kind of did an okay job of, like, being in love with Edward, but at one point she should have showed some passion.
Yeah, you couldn't tell whether she was in love with him or thought he was repulsive.
You know, Bella, to me, it seemed like she was, like, she was a bit colder than the Bella in the book.
She's really cold. She doesn't show her emotion. And I know in the book she doesn't show her emotion, but on TV she has to.
In the book she does show a lot more emotion. In the book she seems more, like, sweeter.
Yeah, but in the book you're mostly inside her head, whereas on TV you have to show what's inside her head outside because you just have to, otherwise how will the audience know?
Yeah, and also they left out the blushing. How could they leave out the blushing? You couldn't tell.
I actually liked the Bella in the movie better than the Bella in the book. Because for some reason, to me, the Bella in the book seems really obnoxious.
Kristen Stewart is a good actor. It's just...
Actress,
whatever.
But, most mean?
She's a good thespian. Th-th-th-th-th, not L.
Carmen.
She's a great actor. It's just, how could they leave out the Bella blushing. They make
It's hard to make herself
tell whether
blush,
she thought
though.
He was stupid or thought he was cool. She needs to blush.
Can tell, but you can't make yourself blush.
Yeah, but you had news. They could have put on makeup. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, but
she was just so pale.
And she was paler than him.
I know, and that's the only thing. But okay, so some people and somebody from EWEntertainmentWeekly.com says she treats teen confusion without a trace of condescension. She gets their grand passion and prickly defense mechanisms, which is like she doesn't treat the love like, oh, it's so cute, it's puppy love. So at least she gets the intensity of it.
Yeah.
Katherine Hardwick, that is.
You know what I noticed when I was watching it yesterday? She blinks all the time. He doesn't blink at all.
That's
like
they're tired.
No, like there was like this close up on her, and like every 5 seconds she would like, no, not even every 5 seconds. Like she just blinked constantly, and you look at him, and he just doesn't blink at all. You're just like,
Okay, so back to
maybe he's a vampire.
Okay, people who have subscribed to like the Twilight movie email list or whatever.
There's an email list.
Yes, there's been an email from the director of New Moon. It's been confirmed by Summit that Chris Weitz, I don't know how to say his last name, is going to direct New Moon.
Cool. I don't know who he is.
He directed The Golden Compass.
I didn't see it.
If you've read the books and then you've seen the movie, you'll realize that The Golden Compass is not a great movie. Sucked.
Was it true, the book?
Nope.
No, it totally screwed up the book. I really liked the book, though.
Yeah. So, I'm a bit worried.
Wait, who is this? Chris Weitz?
Yeah, it's spelled W-E-I-N-Z, I think.
W-E-I-N-Z.
Well, that's the thing. I wish they would just stay consistent with one director, because then you would get, like, the same style throughout the series.
Isn't this supposed to be a Harry Potter podcast?
It's a Harry Potter and a Twilight podcast.
I thought we were talking about Harry Potter 08.
Well, yeah, Twilight's a part of that.
Oh, how?
It is. I've just decided right now.
Because we all like it.
Also, for New Moon.
Hang on. White has produced a number of films, including In Good Company and American Dreams. And both of which were directed by his brother, Paul. And his current projects include a live-action adaptation Michael Moorcroft's Elric Saga. Yeah.
That kind of sounds lame.
Yep.
Well, okay. Oh, I'm pretty sure that, he was an actor in the comedy, Chuck and Buck, and a bland
clever name.
Suburbanite in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Really?
So, yeah.
Miss Weasley plays in Billy Elliot.
Oh.
We don't know how he's gonna work out, but he's gotta be better than the lady who directed this one.
I'm gonna go home and watch Billy Elliot now.
Chris White is going to direct New Moon.
Yeah.
But there's also been some rumors that there's also been a few rumors that Taylor Lautner, who plays Jacob, there's been a few rumors that he's not going to return for New Moon.
Thank God.
It has not been confirmed or anything. It's just that I guess Summit wants a kid or a guy who's like more muscular and taller and all.
Which is truthfully what happens. And I'm sorry, but his teeth are too white. It's great to have white teeth in normal society, but his teeth were so white, he looked like a vampire, okay?
And also, it's getting close to midnight. Just a few more minutes. But let's just finish this up really quick. So, apparently his agent was like...
Who's agent?
Taylor Lautner's agent. Was trying to convince Summit to keep him. He was begging them, trying to show him evidence of how he could look muscular through CGI.
Taylor Lautner.
He
was Shark Boy, so it proves he can play a guy who's part animal.
Yeah, and also, what about that amazing Taekwondo stuff?
If they replace him, I will send death threats.
He's really agile.
Okay, and so let's just discuss what we're gonna finish this up. Okay, so let's just do. Oh my gosh!
Oh, countdown, guys! It's almost midnight. It's okay. Midnight in 10 seconds. You guys ready?
Wait for it.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
2009.
Just look at those guys in Times Square.
It's 2009 here in Jessakerky.
I wish I could go to Times Square with the New Yorkians.
No, but then you wouldn't be able to podcast and ditch us for San Francisco.
But we needed to have a
podcast. Okay, you guys, well.
Jordan and Vanessa have to go because.
It is now 2009.
Jordan, Vanessa.
She's not here. Why are we leaving?
Well, I don't know because we. Okay, anyway.
Jordan and Vanessa have to go pretty soon.
Because we are driving at 12 at night. And that's going to be fun.
Carmen's going to help me finish off.
I'm going to stay here overnight because my parents would not come to get me at 1 o'clock in the morning.
12.
Anyway, have a great 2009.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful 2009.
Carmen and I are going to finish off the podcast doing a little... prediction stuff for the Harry Potter movies and all that.
2009.
But Vanessa and Jordan are going to leave, and we're going to miss them. Happy 2009,
yeah.
Guys.
Happy 2009. We'll see you guys in school, which starts in 6 days.
6 days.
White thing on your ear.
Hurry it up, Vanessa.
Yeah, I will. You know what? I will.
Yeah. Woo!
So, happy 2009, guys.
2008 is officially not here anymore.
So, we hope this is going to be a really great year for Harry Potter and for Seriously Potter.
And for Seriously Twilight. That's what I meant.
Okay. So, see you guys.
Bye, guys. We'll miss you.
We will.
We'll do a good job. We won't do random
weird
stuff.
You should have some of my mom's eggnog on your way out.
Oh, I don't want any of mom's eggnog.
Oh, my mom's eggnog.
Okay, we'll miss you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so they left.
Poor guys. They're missing the awesomest part.
Yes.
The awesomest.
So it's 2009.
Woohoo!
The sixth movie is going to come out in July. And then pretty soon, the two Deathly Hallows movies will be out. And now we're wondering what will happen to the Harry Potter actors.
What will happen?
So we came up with this idea.
Wonderful idea.
Right now.
Right now.
We're just going to discuss in 1 minute for each each of the actors were discussing, which is basically like the young characters, like the trio, Neville, Luna, Ginny.
Yeah, stuff like Weasley that. Twins. People who still have a future ahead of them.
Yeah.
Tom Felton. Sorry, we forgot to put him on our list. And we only prepared for this a little bit just a while ago. So
we're going to do like a minute for each person. And I am going to time it. So,
or we can time it on the computer.
No, we'll just use this thingy, my iPod.
Her iPod.
So just wait a second.
Coming.
So, first person up is
Daniel Radcliffe.
Woo!
Okay, yeah. Are we going now?
Okay, so Daniel Radcliffe plays Harry Potter.
Wait, are we going in 1 minute now?
We're gonna start right about. Now.
Okay, so Daniel Radcliffe plays Harry Potter, and he's also in the play Equinox. He has not been in any
other movies. Let's not do this. It's gonna take a while.
No, it's gonna be fun. Okay, so he's in the play Equinox, and he was
Equus,
and he was also in a movie called December Boys, which is about four orphans who discover that they aren't a family, even though they want to be a family because they found these people who they want to be a family with, but they're actually a family together because they
are. We're not doing this. They can't understand you.
Okay, we'll go a little bit slower.
Okay, so.
So, he has a pretty good future ahead of him, even though...
No, stop. We're ditching the idea, because it's kind of... Okay, so, they're gone. Poor guys. Missing
out on the funnest part. Okay. The spaz and the normal one, together in one room, with one computer, recording one podcast.
Two werewolves! Okay, so, it's 2009, right?
Tell my mom.
So the sixth movie is going to come out in July, and then pretty soon the Deathly Hallows, the two movies, will be out and
sweetness!
And done. And so we're just wondering what will happen to the actors' futures, but mainly the younger ones, like Dan and Rupert. And
yeah, the ones who still have like a really good future ahead of them, and plans, and what they're planning to be when they grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're actors, but yeah.
True, but if they were planning to do anything besides that.
So, we have to do this pretty quickly because we're really tired and we're running on caffeine that we have.
And nachos.
Yeah, and nachos. So,
okay.
Let's start with Dan. Daniel Radcliffe, who plays Harry Potter. He was in, so things other than Harry Potter was Equus and
December Boys. Which is a movie about four orphans who each,
they discover these two autocratic people who make the perfect parents. So it turns them, like, into a competition to see which one can be adopted, because these two people will only adopt one kid. And so they want a family, because they're all teenagers, and they've seen younger kids get adopted, and they don't have anybody.
Yeah.
And then in the end, they realize...
But they are a family.
Yeah, the four of them together are a family. So I saw like half of the movie, maybe. And every time I saw Daniel Radcliffe, I just kept thinking, Harry, it's Harry Potter.
It's so difficult to think of them outside of their characters, like Harry Potter. Yeah. Because you just want to think of them, and you want to be like, "What? Why are you doing that? I thought you hated dung bombs or whatever."
Me and Carmen were talking about this like a while ago, but Carmen was saying that Daniel would be better in, like, happier character roles. I have to agree, because when he tries to do angsty Harry, or he does a crying scene in the third movie, he didn't do that well.
And in the first two movies, where he was more of a happy kid with a lot of adventure, and, like, in the second movie, he rescues Ginny, and his arm's bleeding, and he's dying, but he doesn't care. He's like, "Ginny, are you okay?" And that's so touching. Whereas in, like, the fourth movie, he's like, "I'm dying, I'm gonna die, oh, woe is me, pity party. Get a life, dude!" And he's so, like, nice and gentlemanly in the first couple ones, where he's like a happy kid who's watching out for his friends, and then he turns into this kind of self-centered, annoying... Sorry.
Yeah. So, Herman thinks he'd be happier, better and happier character.
Yeah, and also he's trying... Sorry, can I say this one more time? Okay, but if he's trying to really go away from Harry Potter, then maybe
Equus isn't the best idea, since it's about a depressed kid.
Exactly. And, yeah. He should try, like, a really happy role. As but maybe,
I can understand why he's trying to... He wants to be known for things other than Harry Potter. Yeah. But I don't think that will happen for, because everyone who's been, like, going through, waiting for each movie to come out, they're always going to think of Daniel Radcliffe when they hear his name, when they see his picture for, like, another movie or something. They're going to think Harry Potter.
And it's always hard, like people like Brad Pitt and Robin Williams started out with a ton of really little shows and then moved up to the bigger stuff, so you already disassociated them with themselves and yet saw them as their roles. Whereas Harry Potter, starting off with that huge role, has really just stuck him as that role.
That makes sense to me. So, Emma Watson, she was recently...
Yes, Emma Watson.
She was in a movie called Ballet Shoes, which is about three girls who are adopted by this crazy guy and his niece.
But he's really nice.
Yeah, he's also very nice. He's like a mad scientist.
Eccentric, but lovely.
Yeah. Loving?
Loving, sorry.
And so... It's about how they struggle to achieve their dreams. Like, Pauline, I think it is, who wants to be an actress, is played by Emma Watson. Then there's, like, Petrova, who wants to be an aviator, and Posey, who wants to be a ballet dancer.
And I think I've read the book of this, and it was a really good book.
So, we haven't seen it, but Vanessa has, and she liked it. So, it's out on DVD. See it. Use Netflix or something.
And also with Hermione's role as, I mean, with Emma Watson's role as Hermione, I think she could really lay off on the emotionalness of it.
I know, she exaggerates the character.
Way too much, I think.
And the first two movies, it was pretty good.
She's smart and happy and weepy at the same time.
Yeah.
But now she's just all weepy.
Also, as the movies progress, her hair gets less and less bushier and more blonde.
More blonde and straight.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't fit
not
Hermione.
Really straight, but, like, curly.
And also, Hermione doesn't care about clothes.
I know.
It says that. Whereas in, like, the later movies, Hermione's, you know, in Hollister and Prada. And high heels. And when did the loss of robes still bugs me.
I know.
Nobody wears robes anymore at Hogwarts, which is totally...
I mean, a few scenes are, like, in the classroom. They have to wear robes. Like,
but otherwise, they don't. They get detentions in the books if they didn't wear their robes. And robes are clothes for wizarding people. So it'd
they
be like them
the
walking
wizarding
around.
They're in the wizarding world right now.
Yeah, and they'd be walking around in muggle clothes. Didn't they say that they're really inadequate at having muggle clothes?
It's like only for like Hogsmeade and stuff, I think.
Yeah.
Not even for Hogsmeade. In the books, they don't really do that for Hogsmeade.
Well, no, not really. And so seeing everybody in muggle clothes all the time really defeats the dividing thing between muggles. And I think it really waters down the whole muggle rights thing in the seventh book. Because it's like, muggles are people too, whereas they're dressing like muggles, so it's like,
Well, it makes sense for if they're doing muggle rights, but...
Yeah, but everybody is. Even Draco's dad is dressing like a muggle.
He's like a stuck-up guy. He's like so proud of being a pureblood. It's just crazy.
It's bizarre.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to Rupert.
He is my favorite of the trio.
El favorito.
He plays Ron. He was in the movie Driving Lessons, which Carmen has seen.
It was really good. And, like, Ron, I think it actually, sorry, because, okay. I think Ron, I think that, I know Divi was saying that she wishes he played a bigger role in the Harry Potter movies.
And, like, seeing him in a bigger role in Driving Lessons, did you get to know him more as an actor?
Yes, and I think it's going to help his overall career not having such a big role in Harry Potter. Because it was easier to disassociate him with Harry Potter when I was watching the movie. I mean, at first it was like, hey, that's Harry Potter. Whoa, what's he doing, like,
mean,
not in Hogwarts?
That's Ron?
I mean, that's Ron, sorry. Sorry. What's he doing not in Hogwarts? But then, after a while, you really just got used to it because he's not Harry Potter and he has a smaller role, which I know Divya wishes he didn't. And yeah. I kind of agree with that, too.
I wish he wasn't just so much used as comic relief. Because he's such a great guy in the books. And
they need to develop him.
I know. It's like Neville is a pretty small character in like the first few books until the seventh book, which we won't tell you about because it's a spoiler. But in the movies, Ron is like at the same level as Neville.
Which isn't right. Oh, I get it.
Same level as Neville, but it's not right. He's like Harry's...
Neville is Neville with Drevel and Pebble.
He's Harry's best friend.
He's more important than Hermione, even.
Yeah, not Hermione.
He knew Harry before Hermione.
Yeah, but like in the movies, they're like seems as if it's leading up to this big Harry Hermione romance. But it's not. It's a Ron Hermione romance.
They need to develop Ron more, and they're turning him into a Phelps twin.
Phelps twins?
Phelps twins, they're the comic relief. They are supposed to be the comical people in this. Ron isn't supposed to be. He's supposed to be a developed character, even though he is funny. That's the Phelps twins' job.
Yeah, so moving on to the Phelps twins.
Moving on to the Phelps twins.
James and Oliver Phelps, who play the Weasley twins. Oliver plays George, and James plays Fred.
Yeah! And we are the reincarnation of the Phelps twins, even though they aren't dead.
Well, Fred is, but spoiler alert right there.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so I think they didn't show enough of the Weasley twins in the fifth movie.
No.
You did not see them defying Umbridge so many times. You saw the fireworks, but you never knew that they're flying off.
You'd never know that they were having this deep internal battle with Umbridge. Is that a death weapon?
No. She's looking at the screensaver for, yeah. But, you never know that they flew off from Hogwarts defying Umbridge to go start a joke shop. I just really hope that in the sixth movie, they go and show Weasley Wizard Weasleys. Because if they don't,
they had better.
I know. Because, like, we really connect with the Weasley twins.
We really do. We're like the Weasley twins.
And if, even, like, Mr. Linsel knew us as troublemakers.
That would be our principal. Mr. Linsel is our principal. We're troublemakers, although we do like our teachers, which is a difference there. So, we're not troublemakers with teachers we like, but if you're our teachers, watch out.
Yeah.
Which I hope you're not our teachers.
Yeah, that'd be totally. Crazy. Okay, so next week, so we're just saying that James and Oliver, they've only been in the Harry Potter movies, but we just hope that they give them bigger roles.
And they need to take over some of Ron's, you know, comic relief that they're giving him so much of. The Phelps
twins.
They
are the comic relief.
Yeah, we need more Phelps twins. And less, more Phelps twins funny, less Ron funny, and more Ron serious.
But, I mean, there's also so much going on with the Weasley twins in the seventh book. I just hope they keep those scenes in.
Yeah.
Okay. So, that was a bit of our lamenting that they're not bigger roles, but let's move on to Matthew Lewis, plays Neville Longbottom. Woo! So, Herman, what are your thoughts on Matthew Lewis?
I think Matthew Lewis has a wonderful future ahead of him. He really plays the role of Neville really well in the movie.
What I love about Neville is that, or Matthew, really, but is that he's a big fan of the Harry Potter books. Like J.K. Rowling, since he's an actor, J.K. Rowling can give him, like, advice and stuff for the acting parts, since they're starting to film Deathly Hallows.
Uh-huh.
So she was going to give him some little secret thing about Deathly Hallows to help him with the filming. And the book hadn't come out at the time. So since he's such a big fan, he refused to hear anything.
See, that is great, I think.
Because he wants to find out with all the other fans that don't have the opportunity to get these things.
And Neville's just a great guy all around. He portrays the role so well. He's read all the books. I'm sure he can quote to you better than Divya can.
Ooh, that's big.
That's intense. But he's just, I can tell that there are great things in store for him in different roles. Although I think it'll be a little hard seeing him in a serious role in another movie. That would be interesting, but I can definitely see a comical and tragic role like Neville Longbottom ahead of him. And I can't wait to see him in the upcoming movies when he goes from being, like, scaredy to total hero.
Yeah, anyway. Seventh movie.
Yes.
So.
And I think we should see Neville's grandmother.
I know.
Seen her.
We've, like, seen her clothes in the third movie.
I know.
I hope on they Snape. Include her in the seventh movie.
Yeah, her clothes on Snape aren't really enough.
So we're just saying, way to go, Matthew Lewis.
Yeah, and your grandma rocks. In the movie, of course.
Yeah, in the books, yeah. Okay, so Ivana Lynch, who plays Luna Lovegood. She is a great actress.
She really is, and isn't this is her first movie, so she doesn't have any others.
Order of the Phoenix was her first movie.
Or, I'm sorry, Order of the
Phoenix. She was picked out of 15,000 or 1,500 people. I don't remember. It was
from Ireland and England.
At a casting call to be Luna Lovegood.
Yep.
There's also an interview with Emma Watson, and Emma Watson was saying that Ivana is like the real life Luna Lovegood.
And we found pictures of her that we're gonna post on our website that are really, really.
She's like dressed up on the red carpet or something, and it's like the embodiment of Luna
Lovegood.
It
really is, which makes her a great actor, because she's almost playing herself, actress, sorry.
Yeah, because she's like in these like radical orange dress and
with her hair done up really funny, which I think really portrays her. And also, I can see more parts ahead of her.
Yeah.
Definitely. She's so versatile. Versatile?
Well, we don't know, because we've only seen her in Harry Potter. So I'm a bit worried that she might not be able to fit into other characters.
Yeah, but the part she does play in Harry Potter is a pretty versatile part.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a stuck role like Tom Felton. It'd be kind of funny seeing him in a happy movie as a happy kid.
Yeah, because he's like a dark character in the book.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to how she turns out. So.
Yes.
And last, but certainly not least.
Not last even.
What? Oh, not wait.
Not last or least. We have one more person.
We have two more people to discuss. So first we're going to do Bonnie Wright, who plays Ginny Weasley.
And is a model now.
Yeah, I think almost all these people are models.
Yep. Especially Fleur Delacour
Clemence Posey.
Was a model before.
Yeah. She's still a model, I think, but she's pregnant. Yeah.
She is?
Yeah, that's why she's not coming back for the sixth movie.
Oh, she's pregnant?
Yeah.
With who?
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh.
I heard that on another podcast that will not be named. Okay, so, Bonnie Wright is also an artist. I was reading that on another wizarding website, which will not be mentioned. But she actually, her artwork was sold for a charity, I guess, which I think is pretty cool because
that is cool.
Like, a lot of actors have, like, a backup, like Tom Felton and Robert Pattinson.
Both have bands.
Yeah.
And write their own music, but we'll get into Tom later.
And Rob plays Cedric as well as Edward, but we're not going to discuss him. But, yeah, so they have, like, backups, which I think is cool because if acting doesn't work out for them, they have something else to look to.
And also, actors whose life is just acting, it's almost like they'll do anything to get a part. Whereas Tom Felton, you know, he's in it just because he loves it, which makes him a better actor instead of relying on, you know, getting money from it, which might make him a little desperate to do something.
Yeah. So I think Bonnie portrays Ginny pretty well, like the timidness.
Very well. Yeah.
I just wish they'd like shown her in the movies with like her so many boyfriends, you know? Like
I know, really. I think it'd really develop her.
Yeah, they keep her kind of like quiet and timid.
That's until the kiss movie,
which is the Harry Ginny kiss, which is what everyone should be looking forward to. I know I am.
Yes.
So we'll just see how she develops in the sixth and seventh movies. Because there's also, like, that scene at the end of the sixth book at Dumbledore's funeral where she's, like, talking with Harry about how he has to, like, give her up or,
yeah,
like, give up their relationship to go fight Voldemort. I found a good comic strip of that, which sounds kind of weird, but I'll post it on the site because it's really cool.
And, yeah, so last but not least, finally...
Tom Felton,
who plays Draco Malfoy.
Now, Tom Felton was in two other movies, I believe. A horror called The Kidnapped.
It starts with a D. It's like the
Disappeared.
Yeah, The Disappeared.
The Disappeared, and it's also a horror starred movie in Anna and the King, which is a version of The King and I. But this was before Harry Potter.
Yeah,
he was like 7 or 8 in this movie.
Like 9, I think. We
don't
know.
Maybe even not yet.
He plays Lewis, who is Anna's son, which is pretty big role. He's really adorable in those parts. Oh, did we mention Vanessa's in love with Tom Felton?
Yeah, Vanessa's in love with Tom Felton. Don't tell her we said that.
He has a band. If you go to YouTube and you look him up, we don't know what you search, but...
You just search Tom Felton, and it has his songs. He plays the guitar.
He's pretty good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Should we pull up a clip of him?
Sure, and we can even play it a bit.
Yeah.
What's Yvonne's last name?
Ivana?
Ivana, sorry.
Lynch, why are you looking up Ivana?
I lost that cool picture we were going to post.
Okay, so Tom Felton singing. I'm looking it up on YouTube right now as I speak.
As she
speaks. Okay, here it is. Oh, wait, no, stop. Okay, so it's loading. Let me turn the volume up. Still loading. Takes a while. Guess the internet connection is slow or something. But anyway, yes. Tom Felton plays Draco Malfoy, which is really a sad, dismal character, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as Carmen mentioned earlier, it would be really weird to see him in a happier role.
It would, although I think it would not be as hard as we think. Because I think many people have already started to see him in their mind as a happy role. Because he's also a tragic character, too.
Yeah.
In that we think he's happy on the inside. A lot of his unhappiness is just play.
I love that part in the fourth movie when he's turned into a ferret.
Yes.
That is great. I'm looking forward to how he portrays his character in the seventh movie. Because... he's really, like, emotional in that book. Because of Voldemort, like, in his house, he has to
witness. I know, and it's almost killing. Like he's abused.
I know.
He is abused. It's horrible, but also I think that really leads to that he is human on the inside.
Yeah.
I think that he's Harry really realizes
he's human. Cold and snobby.
It's all an act, because he has to. They'll kill his family. Like, in the sixth book, when he's crying to Moaning Myrtle or something. That's it. With Septum Sempra.
I hope they have it in there.
They do.
Yeah, they'll have Septum Sempra. I just don't know if they'll have Moaning Myrtle.
They will. They do. I saw a clip of it.
Really?
It's in the trailer.
Yeah,
you see Tom Felton, like, crying in front of a mirror.
Do we know if Moaning Myrtle is
in it? I think Moaning Myrtle has to, because she gives Harry the clue.
This was on in one of our earlier episodes, but... actress who plays Moaning Myrtle is now 40, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're not
sure. 40?
40.
How old was she when she played the first time?
I do not know.
Yikes.
So we're not sure about Moaning Myrtle.
Maybe they'll get a new actress for Moaning Myrtle. I'll see who plays her.
So, Felt Beats, which is what the YouTube video is called, still is loading. So, I'm just gonna talk about stuff. I'll talk about 2009.
2009!
So, it's been nearly an hour now for 2009, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, we're in a new year. We're looking forward to this year. We're hoping that there will be lots of Harry Potter stuff, Twilight stuff even, who knows? It might be a bit slow after the sixth movie comes out.
Yeah, probably.
But we'll keep podcasting until
then. Oh, wait, here. I've got Moaning Myrtle is played by Shirley Henderson. And she was quite old when she played that part. But that's where computers come in.
She's really pretty, though.
She is really pretty. And they made her seem smaller than she actually was. By using the same thing that made her look like a goat. And we just found a picture of her that's really funny. But you can tell kind of by looking at her hands that she was a lot older than you would have thought.
But now the digital stuff of today. So this thing is still loading. We don't know how long it will take. And it's still loading. Oh, it's just come on.
Okay, here we go. Tom Felton.
Still loading.
And it's still loading.
Okay, still loading.
Still ready.
Okay, so it's finally loaded. We're starting it. Okay, so that was Tom Felton. It on YouTube, the video is called Felt Beats, and this song is called Time Isn't Healing. He actually wrote and performed this song, which is pretty cool.
Really cool.
So, yeah, that was Tom Felton.
And so if you have any comments about how hot he is, email Vanessa.
Vanessa Evans, seriously, at gmail.com.
No, not Vanessa. That's her brother's name, I forgot.
Yeah, Evans is her brother's name.
They share it. He's a Harry Potter fan, too. You can email him. I'm pretty sure he doesn't think Tom Felton's hot, though.
He would be on the podcast, but he doesn't go to our school.
And he doesn't think Tom Felton's hot, which is a good thing.
So, Felt Beats, that's what the video is called. And that was Tom Felton.
Woo! Give it up for Tom Felton.
So he has a pretty good career ahead of him. He's a good actor.
Good singer. Songwriter.
We're looking forward to seeing what he does.
What will you do?
You know, Carmen, we have great careers ahead of us. We
really do.
Like, we're going to be, like, the best podcasters ever.
Yeah, we're starting a professional podcasting business for teenagers.
Yeah.
Along with a side job making Weasley Wizard wheezes. Divya, I just told our secret.
Oh.
We're witch werewolves.
I know. Divya, just don't tell anybody.
I know what you are.
Say it out loud.
A witch werewolf.
Yeah, that's right. Aren't you the same thing?
Yes.
Woohoo!
High five. Woo! Don't tell Vanessa or Jordan. Half-breeds. They think we're just joking, but really we are.
And Jordan, she's not really a vampire.
Nope. She's just a normal
human.
Human.
Anyway.
Muggle.
So, you know, no one's been emailing us. Right, Carmen?
Right. We are going to send you on the guilt trip of your lives. We were thinking of closing down this podcast unless we got any news from fans.
You know, we have 160 subscribers, 280 downloads, but no emails.
And no reviews.
I know. Like, the only people who on iTunes who've reviewed that we don't know are Elliot's brother's friend. And this guy, or girl, we don't know, it's Padfoot and Prongs. He gave us, that Padfoot and Prongs person gave us 5 stars. So, we know someone's out there who cares.
Someone. And we just hope it's not some random guy. And also, we are only allowed to be on this podcast unless we get 2 emails a day.
Yeah.
So you have to email us or we're going to have to stop. Even prank email us. Or, like, if you have something on iTunes, you can, like, be like,
you review us and we'll review you.
Was that not recording?
What? That is recording.
I was like, yeah, you review us and we'll review you. We can get the inside deal here.
And you know, Carmen was totally lying about why we can't podcast.
Yeah, I said that was just kind of part of the guilt trip thing.
Yeah, but this is how desperate we are.
We're desperate. We've been emailing each other from weird random emails we made up for ourselves to make each other feel good. Don't tell Vanessa things it's from Tom.
Go to our website and you need to contact us. Speaking of contacts, Carmen, why don't you give them our contact info?
Okay. We each have our own individual emails.
And we have a main email. And you can find all of these at seriouslypotter.blogspot.com. And we're not going to tell them to you right now because it takes too much time. But we will tell you our emails. Mine is seriously.nargles@gmail.com. And Carmen's, yours is
seriously.weird.tootsie.pop. And also, if you can't spell Tootsie Pop, go buy one. They're like a nickel. And, okay, so... Also, oh wait, can I just tell them?
Sure, why not?
Okay, Mallory, who you've probably heard on previous adventures, is flobberworm.seriouslypotter@gmail.com. Me, of course, seriously.weird.tootsie
nargles.pop@gmail.com. DiviaSeriously.nargles, that's NARGLES@gmail.com. Vanessa, VanessaEvansSeriously@gmail.com. Jordan, EdwardSeriously@gmail.com. Elliot, ElliotSeriouslyPotter@gmail.com. And Daniel, who is our audio producer, is seriously.potter.tubageekster@gmail.com. And TubaGeekster is TubaGeekster. Woo!
What about our main email?
And our main email is seriouslypotter.awesomeness@gmail.com.
No, it's
and
seriously.potter.awesomeness.
seriously.potter.awesomeness@gmail.com. And if you need any reminders of this, go to seriouslypotter.blogspot.com.
Please remember, seriously is spelled as in serious black, which means S-I-R-I-U-S-L-Y.
Yes, and also, Elliot, even though he's in San Francisco this weekend, was kind enough to put something on our blogspot. What is it, Divya?
Twit, this week in Harry Potter. So, let's start with Sunday, which was December 28th. Harry Potter, Ron Weasley, and Hermione Granger visit Xenophilius Lovegood and learn about the Deathly Hallows, which was in 1997. It was also Maggie Smith's birthday, and she plays Minerva McGonagall.
Woo! And she was in a ton of movies. I can't even get started on all the movies she was in.
And today, I mean, no, not today. Yesterday.
Yesterday, of course. Gosh, Divya.
Yeah, it's the first of 2009. Can't blame me for forgetting, but December 31st, Tom Marvolo Riddle is born in 1926, a.k.a. Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort. And I think that wraps up our news.
Yeah.
Email us. You have to. We will eat you.
We're getting ready to beg you.
I will draw the word fan on a Tootsie Roll Pop, and then I will eat it.
That's how desperate we are.
That's how desperate we are. We can bribe you using bubble money.
And review us on iTunes, too.
My sister's a really good maker of bubble money. We okay. have pretty good fortune in that. So review us.
And email us. And visit our site.
And Divya, I know what you are.
Haven't we done this before? This is like deja vu. Let me do it. It's my turn.
Okay.
Carmen, I know what you are.
Say it out loud.
Vampire.
No, I'm a werewolf witch.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
How come we haven't met?
We're not alone.
We go to Were Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Or Hogwarts Wolf. Yeah. Right?
Or Wolfwarts.
Wolfwarts.
We go to Wolfwarts.
Woo! High five!
So, this is Divya.
And this is Carmen.
And we're signing off.
Signing off. Werewolf witches. Off in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, it starts in the morning when you get out of bed and take a look in the mirror of Paris said. It's clear as day that your true desire is to do the twist. Know the magic words that you need to say, and the music comes from the record you enchanted to play. Put on your awesome tie and you scream out loud, I'll do the twist.
Well, actually, I think Vanessa's a blast ended screwed, and